how you yanked me out.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Radio Voice of Niger. It's a joy to be with you again. Well, this morning, like we hinted you earlier, we're having a very important episode on forced abandonment. We have our favorite guest this morning once again, Miss Denny Flyerman from the Valley Towers, Hagerland, and she's here in the studio. And so, whilst we are on it, we welcome you to interact with us. The studio line is 0207371301. Let me take that again, 0207371301. Let me just give you this introduction and then we'll be on our way. For the last year, we tackled forced abandonment in general as one of the harmful practices being perpetrated against victims in a modern day society. Because of the lasting and the damaging consequences, and also the emotional and psychological impact of this practice on victims, campaigns and discussions are still ongoing to create more awareness and to help stop this evil. So this program will be looking at some of the trauma and the psychological scars inflicted on victims in the process. And we'll be focusing on children but also adult groups. So welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say a big welcome to Dini, my guest. Dini, can you hear me? Oh, one sec. Let's see. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, that's better. That's better. One sec. Okay, beautiful. So, whilst we are on the show, we might get, there's a lady who will be joining us because she has some specific questions for you since she heard you from the Violet Tower. So please expect that. If, yeah, okay, beautiful. Now, we want to kick off this morning by asking the question. We want to kind of set the context within which we're going to be discussing. We're talking about forced abandonment, and we'll be looking at cases pertaining to children and adults. Those are the two groups, people groups we're looking at today. Now, do you recognize some of the common signs of abandonment in the following scenarios? Let me mention these scenarios. Like when one is giving too much or is being overly eager to please others. Sometimes people act in that way that they are overly driven to be giving, and you wonder why they're giving so much, or they're just busy trying to please somebody. Do you recognize any trace of abandonment in that scenario? If my question is clear.
Yeah, your question is very clear.
Yeah.
I think it's important to say before that that every marriage, every relationship between two partners or spouses or between parents and children, yeah, they're all different.
Yes.
And no relationship is the same. So there are also many different problems in various relationships, and that has a lot to do with your character, the character of the other person, the dynamics of the relationship itself, and the way you communicate with each other.
Yeah.
And what we see is that if you have structural problems in communication, that somebody doesn't feel heard, doesn't feel that they're really part of the relationship, doesn't feel they're cared for, or when they don't feel connected, or there's a lack of empathy, that can cause this problem in the relationship. What we also know is that financial problems often go hand in hand with like stress, anxiety, tension, and that can lead to arguments, to aggression, to causing less trust between the couple. And that is also very damaging in your relationship with your children. And then there can be, and there's a few things you talked about, a disbalance, like a disbalance of power, where one makes all the decision, like controls the other person. And what we see is that an abandonment is actually not the cause of the problem, but can be seen as a solution to various kinds of problems you may experience, like, an enormous amount of control, or that you feel that you're not an equal part of the relationship, or other things you mentioned before.
Okay. Thank you so much for that explanation. What about, let's say, when somebody, when there's a lot of jealousy at play in the relationship, could you see any trace of abandonment in that also? Somebody becoming a bit too jealous in a relationship for whatever reason, could that be a hint? I don't know whether that tells you anything at all. If it doesn't, no worries. We'll skip to the next one.
I actually have no idea. I think, of course it's possible that two partners are that the jealousy involved. But what we generally see is that abandonment occurs in a relationship between two partners, two spouses, that it has a lot to do with wanting to start another relationship, that one is too dependent, that one has to make all the decision, and that you really see that change of power where one can actually do and misuse the power in a relationship over the other person. And then they also may decide that abandonment may be a good solution to problems. So I'm not really sure if jealousy can be into play, of course, but I don't see a direct, that it is a direct cause to abandonment.
Okay. Well, that's clear, understood. Let's take the next one. What if when there is trouble with trust? Let's say one partner cannot trust the other's intentions. Could that be a hint that an abandonment may be lurking in the corner somewhere? Maybe the woman cannot trust the man's intentions, and maybe he's suspicious of the partner is probably planning to do. Could that be a hint as well?
So what we actually see is that the one who is abandoned generally doesn't have any clue that they're getting abandoned or not, and that it has actually a lot to do with, well, it is of course possible that it's interwoven. What we also see is that it's very important that you make sure that you are aware of possible situation, and that you can hold on to your own passport, to your own residency papers,
yeah,
so that somebody is not, well, that you read your own mail, that you are aware of that somebody cannot do things behind your back, because we do see that in cases of abandonment, that sometimes women find out that they're already divorced or that their IND pass has already been returned without them knowing it, because they often let the man take care of the finances and all the other situations. So I think it's very important for both partners to do an equal part in it, so somebody cannot so easily sneak behind your back and do all kinds of things without even knowing that.
Yes. I have a feeling that we kind of jump into the discussion with that, probably giving a little definition of what really we mean by forced abandonment to our listeners. I know we have been at this for a while, so maybe for the sake of somebody who's listening for the first time, what we mean forced abandonment, what are we talking about? Can you give us a little definition of that?
Yes, I can do that. Yeah, it is when you are, let's say, a spouse, a parent, or a family sends you against your will abroad, and often under false pretenses. So you think you're going on vacation or a family visit, and when you're there, you find out that everybody goes home and that you are left there. Often it's accompanied that they take away your passport, they take away, if you have them, residency papers or whatever, and they take away your phone. You often don't have access to the internet. So everything is done to make sure you cannot have contact with anybody back in the Netherlands and ask for help and prevent that you return to the Netherlands. And what we see is that when you are abandoned, you're often in a very dependent situation and cannot make your own decisions. It can be that you are controlled, you're not allowed to leave the house or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so that's the context in which we are discussing abandonment. So if you have any question or remark, then you know what we're dealing with, and you are free to contribute as well. Okay, let's take one or two more, and then I will move on to the other questions. Okay, so you just spoke about control. Once a person is needing to control or be controlled by a partner, would you suspect abandonment in the picture?
Yeah, it is possible. It can be also being like the control is because of other situation, that they want to make sure that you don't have specific friends or go off on your own. It can be control by itself without leading to abandonment. But we definitely see that some of the victims of abandonment have been controlled before in the Netherlands.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, let's look at this. How does, I think I was going to ask the question, how does it start? But I think we have, from the definition you gave, you actually have answered that question. So I'm going to skip that one. So how do victims deal with the sense of betrayal, the lack of trust that they experience from those closest to them who have abandoned them? How do they deal with that sense of betrayal and lack of trust?
Well, it's naturally very difficult to be abandoned by those you trust so much.
Yes.
And what we see is that victims often focus on trying to get help. They focus on the life they have in the Netherlands. They are wishing that they can have it back the way it was. And when they return to the Netherlands, then they are aware that they're very busy with building a new life. They have to arrange all the paperwork, they have to find housing, they have to find an income. So they're very busy with that. And what we see that after life settles down somewhere, they can experience all sorts of trauma because of the abandonment.
Okay, I have a call on the line, so let me see if I can, hello?
I'm here, Papa. Good morning.
Good morning. I hope you can hear. Dini, can you hear the caller on the other line?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Very good. Okay. This is our spiritual daughter. She's called Margaret. She has a question. She has a unique issue, a case, and that she wants to address that to you. Go ahead, Sister Margaret.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Welcome on.
Yeah.
My name is Margaret. My issue is already known also by the Falike Taos organization. I have two autistic children, boys, men as now. So these men, they are with their father. He had the custody. I don't have any rights anymore. But the issue is the school invited the Falike Taos to the situation because of the overgrowing population in the house. These children were taken, and they are in a special school. So as children in a special school, they have one-on-one attention because of the complication of their issue. So now they are in a house of five other children, a father and a stepmother, which is making their development very bad, and the school has drawn the attention of the Falike House to the spouse. They have been on this case for long. So, but nothing was done by the Falike House to support me in court so that these boys will be relocated to a more convenient location where they can study good. Even now, the last court we went just brought the whole situation to a very, very poor situation. Like, because I addressed the matter in court, these children were abandoned by their father and their stepmother, and they went on a vacancy for 6 weeks, leaving these boys to a total stranger, which I, the mother, am not aware of. The Falike House told me to call the police that by right, I should know that when the father is not there, even as the custodian, I, the mother, should be allowed to take care of my children, which I did. The police also supported it, but later they took the children from me to the house. And the case went on in court, and the surprising thing is that the court said I don't have right to call the authority to the situation of the house. I should be made to pay some fine that the man has incurred to his lawyer. As we are talking, my sons are there. No right again, no visitation right. They are not relocating there. So I don't understand the system, ma. Please, can you throw some light on this issue?
Is the question clear to you, Dave? And it's a long story.
Yeah, if I understand it well, but just ask a few questions if I understand it right.
Yes.
You have two children. They're both autistic and they're in a special school, I understand. And the father has the custody and he was supposed to take care of his children together with the stepmother. And I understand that you went to court and tried to get your parental rights back. And when you did so, the father and the stepmother abandoned the children or neglected the children to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you wish to take care of your children, and you're wondering what your rights are. Is that, do I understand that right?
Yes, very correct.
And are your children in the Netherlands with you, or are your children abroad?
They are in the Netherlands with me.
They are in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, because it is a very complex situation. Have you been in touch with the kinderbescherming already?
Yeah, when they were children, they have been through the kinderbescherming. So now that they have passed 18, the last court ordered that they should look for a place for them. Even then, the population hasn't grown this much because the school had called them. They called the Falite out. Yeah. I forgot my contact persons, not two people. I should have written them out. So they have gone into the house and they saw the population. But the only thing they've been telling me is that it's only the judge that will change this immediately, which we thought the judge would do with ease. So by surprise, the judge has not mentioned what the other court said, that they should be relocated in 2 years. And the court did warn that there should be no delay in their moving. But now with this last court, he didn't even mention it. It's like I am the accuser here for bringing the incident to the court. So I don't, it's so complicated, as you have said, ma'am.
Yeah, it is very complicated. Yeah. Are you in touch with an attorney, like with a lawyer who can help you with this?
We were in court 2 weeks ago. Even the lawyer, when he sent the report a few days ago, he was shocked because all the complaints didn't even register anymore. These children have been, the school noticed it that the crowd is not making them to learn. Is that not what the government is supposed to attend to? You remove them from their mother for structure. You put them in a special school for structure. Now they are in a crowd of 9 people in 3 bedrooms.
Yeah.
It's not fair. This is injustice to mankind.
Yes. So, Dini, I was just wondering, is this something perhaps maybe you can address later to see how to guide her to get the proper redress to this matter?
I would have to discuss it with, we are actually our main core, what we have to do is that we are about abandonment when the children or adults are already abroad.
Yeah.
So we don't take casework in the Netherlands. I would have to, I think what we could do is that you, but I'm not sure, really sure if we can help you, but what you could do is call with us, with my colleagues, mm-hmm. that can be totally anonymously,
yeah.
and you could explain the situation,
yeah.
and we could see if we could help you find an organization which can support you, because what you tell me, I think, and you said it already yourself, it's very complex,
yeah.
and I think we may have to know a little bit more information before we can help you
yeah.
find an organization that can support you. And it's good to hear that you already have an attorney or lawyer who can support you through the legal system, because yeah. I think that's really important. I think that would be
the right step.
And again, I'm not sure this is our expertise,
mm-hmm.
But we may be able to help you and see who could help you with this, because it's very complicated, I understand.
Yes. Okay, does that help? Because let's see I think you can place a call later, then we can discuss, give more details, so you should know exactly which organization to bring into the picture to support this case.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, I think let's do it that way. Yeah?
Okay, sir.
Yeah,
okay.
Please feel free, continue to listen, and if you have any further question on the issue we're discussing, you can just call again.
All right.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
I'm here.
Okay, good. Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Dini, for springing in to help. So what about, how does the trauma set in for people who have been abandoned? How does that set in?
Yeah, well, I want to stress beforehand that I'm not a trauma expert or a psychologist. I think that's important for everybody to know. So
yes.
I'll address it.
Preferably, yes.
I would normally want
yes.
to.
Yes.
What we know is that when a major bad event happens,
yes.
the reaction you have on that is an enormous amount of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And stress can cause fear, anxiety, it can cause guilt
mm-hmm.
or aggression.
Yeah.
And normally, these symptoms, they get less and less over time. When they do not get less and less over time and you relive the situation and you have still of the symptoms, then we speak of a trauma. And trauma occurs with a real overwhelming amount of stress, abandonment could do.
Yes. Okay. Clear, very clear. For people who have experienced this kind of trauma, what kind of remedy does the Violet House offer for people like this?
Well, I think they should ask for help. And then, if you really have, when you still suffer these kinds of like stress factors, like trauma, then you have to go and seek therapy.
Therapies. Okay.
And treatment.
Okay. So when, let's say, somebody has been in an abandonment situation and, let's say, the Violet House gets involved, perhaps, let's say, to bring the person back to the country, then you probably would pass on that person, that victim, to other, let's say, help organizations to take care of, maybe like a therapist or something like that, to help the person rehabilitate.
Yeah, definitely. And we do that. Huh? We are part of Veilig Thuis, but we are called the Landelijk Knooppunt Huwelijksdwang en Achterlating, like the National Expert Center on Forced Marriage and Abandonment.
Yes.
And when we help somebody to return to the Netherlands, we get a clear picture of what somebody needs, and then we make sure that somebody can get the help they need. And that is not our organization who gives therapy, but it's just like you said, we can refer to other organizations. So when you go in shelter, then the shelter can refer you to another organization for therapy and treatments.
Yeah. Now let's focus on developmental disorders in children. I think the lady was talking about her concern about development of her sons, you know, in the context within which they are right now. Now, in the case of abandonment, how does that affect a child's development?
When we know that, like, abandonment is a form of domestic violence and child abuse and abuse. Children who are confronted with abuse and neglect, they experience all kinds of psychological problems, and that may lead to also kinds of deficits, emotional, intellectual, but also psychological. And this child is also likely to experience more like drug abuse or alcohol abuse, and there's even some risk of serious self-harm and suicide. And what we know, if these things are not treated, it can cause problems throughout your whole life. So what we see that adults who have been neglected or abused as a child, they can experience a higher risk of drug abuse, alcohol abuse, depression, and all kinds of other psychological problems.
Yeah. Well, so listeners, if you want to react to this, you can still give us a call on the studio line 0207371301. Yeah, I was thinking a bit about the developmental challenge of this of the lady, our daughter who called. I think the safe setting for a child to develop properly, I believe, is, let's say, in the home, like with the parents. Okay, so why doesn't let's say Violet Towers or maybe Kinderbus coming, for example, help to resolve whatever problems may be in the family so that the kids can grow within the natural setting around the parents, rather than taking them out, putting them to foster parents, for example? I know there are cases where, it has to be done because either the parent is too sick to take up the child or whatever reason, you know. But when I listen to the case of the lady, our daughter who called, She is, you can see she's quite articulate. I mean, she's quite able to, you know, take care of her children. So if for whatever reason the children were taken out of her custody in the beginning, I mean, I think now she looks capable enough to mother her own children. So why doesn't the system support this kind of process of reintegration back to the natural family setting? Do you understand my question?
Yes, I understand your question.
Yeah.
And naturally, I'm willing to answer, but I find it, I'm not out of kinderbescherming, and
yes,
I do not work with Veilig Thuis, but what I can say on this is that I know they will always try to help the children with whatever problems they have within the family home. But what we do know and is that sometimes children cannot be helped within the home because they may have such special needs,
yes,
that it may be too difficult for parents to guide them with that.
Yeah,
and that may be that they have to live in, and if that's not possible to give those type of care in the house, it may be that children will get that somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not know anything about this particular situation, but that will be in general the idea that it is very important for children to be with their parents. And if they leave the house for whatever reason, they're taken out because of they cannot develop so well within the home or within the relationship with the parents. I think an important part of where children are taken away is that it's not safe for them in the house, and that can be because of the situation in the house is not safe. Parents may be fighting, or that they have special needs and cares, which is very difficult for parents to give to their children.
Yeah, I think we have a caller again on the line. Hello.
Okay, Daddy. I needed to add to the explanation that you gave about mishandling and the effect of all the psychological effects on these children.
Yes.
In my case, I want to highlight on some of the things that showed up in the issues of my son, so that other parents there could also identify the same issue. My children were lucky enough for the school to identify what is that the population is the effect of their not concentrating. Then, before then, my own, I observed at home whenever they come on visits, which was 2 weeks. When they came, I have the video and the photos. The first thing they will do, out of tiredness, they are weird out. They will fall asleep. They will start sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
It's unlike that because they are healthy men now.
Yeah.
Instead of them to just eat what I set on the tables, they sleep at least for 1 hour before they can get themselves. They are just like, so they are coming from war.
Mm-hmm.
So I observed this also. And the other effect on them was, when I leave food for them, before not the younger one, he can never take something cold. But it's like somebody has put a fear on him, on them at home, not to second micro food. Because they are autistic children. They do things in a kind of weird manner, and you have to grow with it, follow. They will prefer to start eating cold food, which they never did all their life. It took me time to set that on track. Go back and warm your food before they will run and warm the food. I saw that it was already fear in them to go to the microwave. Even when I went to the house to take them for the last time that I didn't see them now, in my presence, the stepmother slapped him at the shoulder for trying to open the door for me because I was worried why they didn't come down for the visit. So I wonder why this kind of a thing will not affect a child.
Yeah.
He sees her stepmother hitting him in front of her mother. The police called inside to say, go and fight for your custody. They saw the crowd. So now, if these children have to go tomorrow on this, with their autistic nature, and whatever will be implanted, psychologically, emotional trauma, how are they going to end up in life? They are damaged already. You see my fear?
Yeah.
So that is what I call back to contribute, what I have observed in the process where I'm going. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, what's your reaction on that, Denis? Did he hear?
Yes.
Yeah, what's your take on what she said, the contribution she just made?
Well, I understand that she's very worried.
Yes. Yeah, I think any kind of support which can be given should be given. I think as a parent, even if she's not able to like regain full custody of the children, I think she wants to play a meaningful role more and more in their life, you know, to help them get on their feet as much as possible. I think that should be facilitated in one way or the other. So later on, hopefully, if you get to speak with her and you gather more facts about the case, then you know where to direct her to get the help she needs. Yes. Thank you so much in advance. So do people ever get healed from the impact of being abandoned? And if so, how?
Like I said before, I'm not an expert on that.
And yes.
What I would suggest is that you seek help as soon as possible and not be ashamed for seeking help for the problems you have.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 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 Great. Then what about the abandonment involving couples who have dependent residence permit titles? So what have you seen in this type of cases? And how do these people in this category receive the help they need?
Yeah, well, what we see that there are women who come to the Netherlands as a marriage migrant, and they have a partner-dependent living permit. And when they can fall, we see that the women we have who are, the women who ask help with us, they have, most of them have a partner-dependent living permit.
Yes.
And usually they come to the Netherlands. They may have marital problems or problems with the in-laws because when they come to the Netherlands, often they think that they want to study, want to have a job. But what they find out is that they often have to live with their in-laws. We see that these women have often, before they're abandoned, they have to deal with a lot of partner violence.
Yes.
And the minute they give up the relationship with the partner, they also lose their residence, their right of residence. And what our clients sometimes say is that they say, well, my husband sees me as a property and they can do whatever they want with me. So they run the risk of being abandoned abroad. And then automatically, because of the IND has been informed, they are at a high risk of losing their residence permit. Of course, when we help them to return to the Netherlands, and then they get looked upon if they can have an independent residency permit on humanitarian
grounds. Yeah. Okay, for we people like that, I think that is very good news that they are not left, abandoned also by the law, that the law is on their side to help them, you know, give them a proper stand and another opportunity to build up their lives again. So that is really very good news. Basically with the children, children who get abandoned or abroad, there is a way to try to get them back, you know, into the country, although it's not so easy, like you said before, depending upon where they are and how safely this can be arranged. And so that's very important. But the good news is that is possible. And we want to stress the fact that this harmful practice, it's a crime against humanity, and we want everybody to be aware of it, that it must be. We're trying to do our best to get to stop, you know, that people must not be placed in this kind of a precarious situation. So whether they're children or adults, but as much as possible, Firelight House is in a position to help, to support them to get out of the situation, to be able to stand on their own feet again. So these are the things we want to really stress in this program. Regarding the trauma and the psychological aspect of it, well, we have only kind of superficially touched on it, but well, if time permits and we get the experts later on, I think we'll be able to do a full program on that. And Dini hopefully will support us with that. She was trying to, but we didn't succeed because of the time limitations we have regarding this set of programs. So hopefully we'll be able to do some in-depth discussion on the trauma and the psychological impact of it. But from what we have done superficially, I think it's clear that it's quite damaging, and we want to minimize or even prevent altogether these damages from happening to people, because you know, like the children of our daughter are going through. I mean, they've grown in under a certain environment with pressure, fear, intimidation, and all that. I think that's quite damaging. And like you said, it's not so easy to recover from all of these things. So the best thing is to try to, prevent this kind of situations. So if you know somebody who is, who maybe is lives under a threat of being abandoned, or maybe has been abandoned and will require some assistance, please do not hesitate to reach out to us, and we can put you in touch with people like Dini or other organizations who can help those involved. Yes. Is there some more information you would like to share with our listeners before we round off the discussion this morning? Is there something in particular you feel like sharing with us before we say goodbye?
I think it's the one thing I really like to stress is that when you suspect that somebody is abandoned, or you see that somebody behaves differently than you used to, try to have an open conversation with them. And if you're really worried, you can always call us, the Landelijk Knooppunt Huwelijk Zwanger Achterlating, or you can call Veilig Thuis. You can do that anonymously. That means that you do not have to give your name or the name of the victim involved.
Yes.
And then they can, we or they can guide you on what to do, and hopefully we can prevent the abandonment.
Yes, yes. That's so very good to know that there is help out there. So please don't be shy. And don't hold back. If you need the help, please reach out. Reach out to us or reach out to Violet House, and somebody will be able to help you to pick up your crisis call and help you further. So, so on this note, we just want to thank you very much, Dini, for your time with us on this program. You've been so helpful, so supportive all the way, and we won't take that for granted. Thank you so much for your time, and I'm sure we'll keep in touch.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
By the way, I'm sorry about the caller. I think she needed to air out what's going on, so I'm sure
I understand that very well. I can understand that very well. It's no problem at all.
Thank you so much for taking that in and helping us. All right.
And I wish her all the best.
Yes. Have a good day, Dini. We'll be in touch.
Yeah, you too.
Okay. Bye for now. When I don't have words to say, I just say, oh. That was a beautiful one with Miss Dini Flyerman from Violet House. Now looking up one for Actor Latin and Hulix Drunk. Thank you so much for supporting us and helping us gain a better understanding of this problem. And so for the rest of the time we have, we'll treat you to some music, and then maybe after 10 we'll bring you another episode. But if you still have any remarks, of course, feel free to let us know. The studio line is open till 1301.
Droom jij van financiële vrijheid zonder eindeloos te hoeven werken, zodat jij kan doen wat en wanneer je maar wilt? Stel je dan eens voor dat je meer dan 5000
For the remainder of the time we have before the top of the hour, we just want to treat you to this gospel music and enjoy it. Let it sink into your soul and condition you for this today and this working week. Your soul needs to be at peace. doesn't matter what you are going through, you need peace in order to face the issues that of life. So allow this song to reach your heart, minister to you, to wash you over, soothe your soul, and get you ready to face the day.
And I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Those of you, you can see the hand of God. I'm on my way. Pastor Paul is inspiring us to be fit. To be fit. I need you to shout like somebody who is grateful to be alive in this place. To be alive. I know you have issues. It's because you are alive that you can even think of issues. Will you thank him for the gift of life right where you are? magic. She's a magic. Everything.